I guess we're talking about jealousy taking over.
I guess, yeah, not love.
Yeah, on
13, 10, 60.
When did you suspect that they were cheating?
Yeah, and look, preferably, we'd love them to have not been cheating.
Yeah.
You just maybe picked up on something because you have eyeballs and ears and you went, whoa, what's this about?
Yeah.
Like a heartbroken woman who took to the internet. The Daily Star picked the story up because it got put into a group with about 160,000 members. Doesn't say what the group is, but it sounds like they're all very switched on, savvy people.
Yeah.
Because she shared a photo of what she found stuffed down the side of a couch that she shares with her boyfriend. She thought it was a condom, which would mean he was cheating on her. And a lot of people were quick to point out, no, it was just the plastic wrapper that came off a dried salami sausage snack called pepperami.
That'll get you. That'll
the pepperami.
The pepperami will get you.
If she'd had a little whiff.
Oh, if you'd smelt it.
You either would think, oh, this is doubly
bad. When was the
bad.
Last time you smelt a used one? You
That's
know?
A good point. But
when was the last time that was the first thing that came to your
like
mind?
Salami.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. I hope, I mean, we've only got a couple of the comments here. I hope that was one of them. Did you smell it?
Or taste.
You could have saved us all a lot of time.
Let's put it up.
Oh, Alana. Mm. Hello. Yeah.
Hey.
Hi. When did you suspect them of cheating?
Well, we wouldn't leave the house together, so we couldn't go to the shops. I never met his parents. And so something was up. So I said, okay, well, let's put our relationship on Facebook. So he did.
Mm-hmm.
And then he deactivated his account for a little while or closed it. And then a week later, he put himself in a relationship with his youngest son's mum.
Right. So he was cheating.
Oh, it was outright cheating.
Oh, wow. So the suspicions actually came to fruition.
You suspected it and it was happening.
Oh, God. Thank you for sharing, Alana, but that sucks.
Yeah. Donna in Adamstown, when did you suspect they were cheating or what made you suspect it?
Well, he started going out all the time and some nights not coming home. And then I found in his golf bag, a bottle of alcohol with a Christmas card that said, I hope we get to share this one day. Love, bip, bip, bip.
Love.
Oh, yeah. Cheater.
Okay. So suspicions and it was
happening. Yeah,
it was happening.
Golf bag,
oh,
yeah.
No.
Christmas cards.
I was really hoping for
pepperami
style.
You put out cheating photos and this is
sometimes
what
happens. Alana and Donna for making you. Maybe Cade in Seaham. Hello, Cade.
Morning, guys.
How are you?
Good.
When did you think they were cheating?
It wasn't actually me. I was in a local bakery at East Maitland, and one of the ladies was telling me a very irate wife came in with a husband.
Mm-hmm.
So he's actually bought a vanilla slice, ate it in front of her, wiped his lips, and said, see, the glitter's in the icing.
Wait, so...
What?
Because he had stuff on his lips.
Yeah, because he had glitter all over everything, and he'd go home, and she's like, what? What's going on there? And he literally had to bring it into the bakery, eat it in front of her, wipe his lips and go, see, it's the same, isn't it?
It's the icing.
Oh, that is brilliant.
To be fair, if Angus came home with glittery lips, I would put a vanilla slice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
It sounds like a bad excuse, too.
It's just a slice I had at my local bakery. No, it's not.